The Northwest Landowners Association. Who is that? Well, you know, it's a group of farmers and ranchers and people that own land that, you know, people have drilled oil wells on, and they cover a lot of different issues. But what they did do was they talked about their rights. They talked about their rights as landowners, and they talked about how the state of North Dakota was not being fair to them, and about how the state of North Dakota was really looking out for the interests of the oil industry instead of the landowners. And they couldn't get North Dakota and the oil and gas division and others to understand it. And so they did what nobody wants to do. They went to court to make their point. And you know what happened? They won. That's right. They won. Now, are they paying a price for that? Well, we're going to talk about it. Troy Coons is going to join us. Troy, good to have you back on News and Views.
Good morning, Joel.
And I'm going to bring Derek Broughton into this conversation as well. He's legal counsel for the Northwest Landowners. Derek, good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
There, now I know I got both of you. Troy, do this for me. Walk. I gave them a little bit of a history, but walk them through what we, as North Dakotans, should be shaking our head about. Tell them what's been happening to you guys.
Well, starting back in the session in 2019, there was a bill called SB 2344 that took away our right to say no for trespass and tort on our property for the energy industry. So they could just come in and use our pore space, which is the voids in the between the granulars and all the way down in the earth to store materials in. And the legislature passed a bill granting that. We've been an organization of facilitation of negotiations, education, bringing all parties together is our mission statement. We tried to do that with the legislature last session and the administration, and it didn't work. They passed the bill. We had a hard decision to make. We ended up going to court in district court in North Dakota, and we won in district court with a very strong answer from the judge. We also have a member family of our organization that fought this in federal court and was won there. And we had asked of the legislature and the administration to visit with us on other things upcoming. This session, we found out that they had drafted a bill called 2065, SB 2065, which deals with pore space again. And this one is different, but it has major concerns to us, where they want to house this under the Industrial Commission, under DMR, with the Director Lynn Helms involved in managing and watching over all this. And it, I guess from the legal point, I'll probably let Derek talk a little there, but again, it plain and simple is not good for us.
So, Derek, really, they didn't win last time. You sued them. You won, both on a federal level and on a local level. And so what's the best way to do it? Just to, you know, put different clothes on it, reintroduce it, and take after folks again. I mean, is this something that is very similar to the point where, you know, they're defying the judge's ruling? Or is this a whole new approach to what they're doing, Derek?
It's a new approach. And I wouldn't say that they're defying the judge's ruling, but what they're doing is saying they don't want us in court. And the Landowners Association has obviously been successful in court. And as far as getting compensation for the pore space, they have conceded now and agreed that you need to compensate the pore space for their pore space because they own it. Or the landowner for the pore space because they own it. But what they're saying is that determination is going to be made by essentially the Industrial Commission or the Oil and Gas Division. And the concern is that last session, Lynn Helms from the Oil and Gas Division testified in support of the prior pore space bill. And he specifically said that with gas storage, which is what this bill is about, there's no way to compensate the landowner for the use of the pore space because it destroys the economics of gas storage. And so now they want this same person who said that and tried to take away all rights to get compensated for pore space to be the one who decides how much the landowner gets compensated for the pore space. And the concern is we have a good feeling of what that amount is going to be, and it's going to be next to nothing.
We're talking about the takings of rights of the Northwest landowners. And, of course, the Northwest Landowners Association has had to step up before to take this on. And, you know, Abby and I were looking on the break about, you know, what this process was, who sponsored it, the Senate themselves. It's Senate Bill 2065, and it was introduced by the Energy and Natural Resource Committee, and it was done by them. That means the Senate, by the two in front, right? 2065, and it was done at the request of the Industrial Commission. Now, do you know who the Industrial Commission is, right? I mean, you've got that one. You've I mean, you've got the Attorney General, you got the Doug Goering with Ag, and you've got Doug Burgum. Okay, so what we're talking about is the governor himself, along with the two highest powered, you know, individuals involved on the executive side, all said introduce this bill that really goes against what the Northwest landowners want. Troy, how do you take that on? I mean, how do you go to Governor Burgum and say, you know what, you're just trying to get around this lawsuit, and you've got a governor that is the one introducing it? I mean, how do you take that on, Troy?
Well, it's an overwhelming challenge, I can tell you that, for a small group like ours. But we are committed to make this right for our members, all the farmers and ranchers, property owners in the state, and this will have an effect on all the citizens in the state. You know, because this legislation also would deal with the trust lands in North Dakota as well. And so it's a massive one. We've been trying to work with all the parties involved. Now we're going to move into the educational phase of things, and we'll see how that goes. And then we'll have to make the decision what happens if this law moves forward. But our key goal here is just to remember all we're asking for is the ability to have a neutral third party decide this, not somebody that's a paid employee that promotes the industry in the state to decide that. I mean, just on its face gives you pause.
Well, but that's the problem. I mean, Derek, you've beat them in court before when it comes to some of these issues. And of course, what happened before was supported by Governor Burgum. And so I get that. I mean, Lynn Helms works for them. The oil and gas division works for the Industrial Commission, and so he's not God. I know, but nobody appointed him God. He works for the people of North Dakota. And so, Derek, if you have to take this on, and you and I both know big oil's behind it, and the individuals that are behind big oil that always are carrying their water. So can you win this thing in court? If they tell you that you can't go into court, at first you got to win to be in court, and then you got to take on the takings. I mean, this is a pretty big task for somebody who has to take on oil with pockets as deep as the wells they're drilling.
It is. And I won't say this is the same as the 2344 last.
Are you there, Derek?
Yeah, sorry. My phone almost died there. I was going to say, I don't think it's exactly the same. So litigation is likely to look a little bit different. because they are trying a different approach here. But in the end, you know, I would say the same thing that we said last session, which is we're always going to fall back on the protections in the Constitution, and that's why it's there, and that's why we have them. And we're comfortable that if they are infringing on our constitutional rights, that the courts will uphold those, as they have in the past. And so I think that it's likely to look a little bit different as far as litigation that would come out of this. And hopefully, you know, we can get some of these legislators to understand that, as Troy said, all the landowners are asking for is to have a neutral third party decide this. That's all.
So, Troy, do you have a champion in the legislature? Do you have someone willing to take on this monster, Big Oil and Industrial Commission, which really are in bed together? I mean, do you have a legislator willing to take these guys on?
We'll be talking to legislators today. We've got a couple meetings set up. We will be talking to them until the vote happens on the floor. As a whole, you know, the legislature takes a quite a pause before they'll take a vote against big oil. So it's an uphill challenge. There's a lot of good people there. And so we're just going to count on that and explain our side. It's fairly simple, but it's complex in the aspect of how it's looked at in the state. And so we're going to give it our best, and we'll probably be back to you maybe to help educate the public a little more at another time as this advances, Joel.
Well, you're more than welcome to. I mean, somebody's got to stick up for you guys and make sure your side's being heard, because clearly the powers that be aren't. And I will tell you this, Troy, if you whoop me in court when I tried to take a takings on your land, if you whoop me once before I ever introduce something else, I'd knock on your door and say, okay, guys, you won that round. Here's what we're proposing. What do you think? And nobody did that, Troy, the way it sounds.
That's the saddest part of all of this, because if you look at our mission statement and our history, that's who we are. Sit down at the table, figure out how we can make it work. We give a little, they give a little. That didn't happen here, you know, and it isn't happening. So we're going to keep pushing and try to educate, and hopefully with our efforts we can facilitate that.
Troy, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Derek, don't bill him for that time, okay?
Fair enough.
Okay. Derek Broughton and Troy Coons, ladies and gentlemen, two good guys. They're out there. And you know what? They're going up against the biggest of the big. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're going up against the biggest of the big. They did it once, and they won. They were David, and they threw that rock, and they won. And then the state of North Dakota and the powers that be amongst it take them on again. And why in the world they wouldn't make that phone call? You know, if you're Lynn Helms, if you're the Industrial Commission, if you're the governor, why in the world, after making North Dakota look foolish in a lawsuit, wouldn't you call and say, Troy, get your group together. I want to talk to you about this. I don't get that. Let's get your take when we come back.
The Husky FX herbicide.
I think it was Barry that called in and raised a couple of questions that it's only fair to have Troy Coons answer with the Northwest Landowners Association. Troy, he questioned the amount of revenue that you're getting now in terms of, you know, why aren't, you know, we're looking at the expense to get on your land and you're already being compensated for it. Talk to me about that.
I'm not sure exactly what he means by the expense to get on our land, but in most instances, it can be set up where they'll have an access fee or an annual payment, and that would be for your, say, the lost use of your pasture or your cropland, which is not a large amount of money, so you get paid that. Then sometimes they say that should include the use of your pore space, which that's like somebody renting your pasture and then asking to use your shop and your storage buildings as well. So no, there is not this massive amount of access fees and such.
So
you know, this is a whole separate thing.
You know, we always use the term pore space. Tell people what that is.
So if you look at pore space, it starts at the surface of the ground and goes to the core of the earth, and it's all of the voids between the aggregates. And that is the open air spaces, and that's the spaces that they are looking at using to maybe put a refined product down there for like pet chem companies that would want to come into the state, or a natural gas or a CO2 or carbon sequestration or a multitude of other things. We don't even know all of the uses yet. Or manufacture a cavern, you know, slurry out, say, salts and make this big cavern to store butane or methane or whatever for a pet chem industry. And so that's what we're talking about when they want to come in, use that space, and we don't know how long. Are they coming in for a year, 10 years, 20 years, and use that storage space in your property?
Okay, I want to get Barry on with you because I think this is the best way to handle this. Barry, do you have a question for Troy or a point that you want to make that he can address?
Well, my question is, okay, Troy, you're getting paid basically a lease or an easement on your property. Is that correct?
You could be, yes. You could be, or you can get that. So if you had, say, a saltwater site and it entails 1 acre, and there's going to be access for your surface, that is one of the costs that would be there, and that's generally not a big number. And then from there, say if you had a saltwater disposal well, you would get paid, say, 10 cents a barrel for them to put that downhole and store it.
Okay, Barry, other point. Go ahead.
Okay, so you're getting paid already. So what are you guys looking for? From what I can tell, and I know quite a few landowners that have oil, but most of them have the minerals and the land, you're looking
That's
for a percentage
correct.
Of the oil.
No. The statistics do not show that most of us own the surface and the land. There's a lot of severed estates out there. That's actually the majority of them. And most people are not getting something. That's the whole point here. This precedent is being set.
But you people believe that you should get a part of it. Is that correct?
When you say part of the oil, that's the severed estate, or it could be part of the joint estate, and that mineral part of it would be separate from this. This is a surface right estate, two separate deals. So if you're saying they're coming in and, as you said, you people are getting, well, the mineral owner will get whatever they get out of the crude oil that comes out of the ground and possibly the flared gas. That is separate from the surface estate, which is the surface of the ground and activity that would take place in your alfalfa field and the pore space where they'd go downhole and store these other products. Two separate items.
Barry, did that address your question? Because I got 30 seconds left, Barry.
Well, not exactly. My point is that if I rented that land to farm it, I'd pay so much. And that's what I think that these oil companies should be paying, basically the same thing as renting the land.
Okay, thanks, Barry. Troy, your answer to that?
So if they come in and some rancher comes in and wants to rent my pasture land, and I got a quarter section of pasture land,
I
also have a stock barn and corrals, and feed ban, that generally would be all different things.
Okay, I think they both made their point. More coming your way.